Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us for the answers that you seek when you have questions regarding your health. My direct email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Or you can call me directly at area code 845-561-B. BACK or 561-2225, and it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. I do answer people's questions regularly and would be happy to answer your question if there's something that you need clarification on or just basic understanding of. So thank you for your time and your attention. I appreciate your listenership, and we're going to welcome the gentleman who's next to me in studio. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's the gentleman behind the scenes that helps to coordinate the topics and the questions that are asked related to the different health topics that we cover. And so we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here to talk with you about something that's really important. It's one of the most important organs in our body, and I think you'll tell us it's one of the most intelligent organs in our body, and it's the liver. And now that spring is upon us, in the Chinese traditional medical theory, the five-element theory, spring associates with the element of wood. And so it makes sense in a simple way that, you know, this is the time when plants start to grow, the leaves start to come back, sap is running strong, the grass is returning, sunlight is increasing. So what more beyond those obvious signs of springtime does the five-element theory tell us?
Well, our energy begins to expand. We begin to move more and are interested in participating in outdoor activities. We start planning and making changes in our life, which represents liver energy. And this is the time of year for the liver and supporting all the functions the liver does in the body.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, of course, all the organs in the body are important. The liver is a particularly important organ for its own reasons. And it's because because they have different functions. So the liver is a filtering organ, and you called the liver the grand central station of our bodies. What does that mean?
Well, everything that enters into the body goes to the liver for inventorying, and the body assesses what it has in the form of building blocks and what it needs to be done to maintain healthy function within the body. So the liver coordinates all of that, and we'll learn more about that as we go, I'm sure.
Okay, so what does it filtering mean for our bodies?
Well, sifting through the ingredients and deciding through the gallbladder, what are the body necessary ingredients, what the body keeps versus what it can let go out through the large intestine system.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly does the liver filter?
Toxins, waste products, necessary ingredients, amino acids, essential fatty acids, glucose and other proteins, fats and carbohydrates, pathogens, hormones, prostaglandins, and all of this is coordinated function and filtering takes place in the liver.
Mm-hmm. And as I understand, the liver works in conjunction with another organ, the gallbladder. And the gallbladder is frequently removed surgically, and the medical establishment will tell a person that, you know, you can live just fine without your gallbladder. Is that because they view the gallbladder as part of the organ that stores bile as its only function? But isn't that bile necessary for the proper breaking down of things like fats?
Yes, and it's also the chief organ associated with making choices or decisions. We plan in the liver, and we decide in the gallbladder. So removing the gallbladder leads to problems making correct choices in life and disrupts how the body then absorbs food versus letting unnecessary ingredients pass through the body. And the gallbladder coordinates that. So the gallbladder is very necessary for the body. You should never have it removed. You should do everything within your power to maintain your gallbladder. And when we talk about the gallbladder in a couple of months, when the energy is highest in the gallbladder, we'll certainly cover all that information.
Well, that, you know, it's so interesting that you're talking about making decisions happening in the gallbladder and the discernment that's happening in the liver. How do those seem like mental functions, but you're saying that they're actually taking place in the organs. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, what they've discovered, what the Chinese figured out only about 6,000 or 7,000 years ago, we've actually scientifically validated. I should say the people who worked along with Dr. Candace Pert did some research, and they understood that different emotions are carried on different neuropeptides, and the different neuropeptides are stored in different parts of the body. And so the neuropeptides associated with decisions and making decisions, you think about things in the brain, you plan them in the liver, but the actual decision-making process takes place in the gallbladder.
Well, that's so interesting because, you know, most of us, I think, consider that the brain is making all this intelligent decision, but in actual fact, the whole body is an intelligence of its own.
Absolutely, and different emotions and different processes associated with the maintaining of the normal function within the body are coordinated with every part of the body. It's not just one part versus another part, but the liver is the main worker and the gallbladder is the boss, and the gallbladder really is where all the decisions are made and regulates all digestive functions. And so it's important for us to appreciate that gallbladder, all organs are necessary. We're talking most specifically about the liver today, but the gallbladder is a necessary organ.
Okay, and that really helps too, with particularly in the physiological component, is to help break down the fats, right?
Correct.
So now, as I've learned from you, I mean, the fat that we eat is not the same as the fat that stores in our bodies. And, you know, like belly fat or fat that gets deposited even on the organs in the thighs and the hips.
Well, essential fat is used for fuel and supports the body's nervous system functioning. Non-essential fat, man-made crap fat, is stored in the unhealthy way as storage while the body waits for the other ingredients before the body can actually use it as a ingredient for the body running the way that it's supposed to. So we have essential fat, which the body burns for fuel, and then we have non-essential fat, and our diet here in the United States consists primarily of non-essential fat, which is why we're all fat.
Mm-hmm. And so when the body needs to deal with all that fat, so is being overweight then an indication that the liver is not working properly?
It's a good indicator. It's not the only indicator, but it definitely is a good indicator because all of that's going to need to be processed and coordinated through the liver. So, it's a good indicator, but as I said, it's not the only indicator.
I mean, because if we're storing the fat because our bodies can't process it, that's not necessarily that the liver's not functioning. It's just that the body can't use the fat, right?
Well, yeah, if you're eating non-essential fat and you're not exercising enough and having a high enough metabolism, then your body's going to take the excess ingredients and it's going to say, well, there may come a time where we may need these ingredients, so it's going to store it. I mean, when there were times where we didn't have sufficient shelter, you know, the body would store fat and create, you know, they'd put on weight in the fall in an effort to insulate themselves because food was going to be scarce. It's kind of like what the animals do. It's like the squirrels come and they gather up their nuts in the fall and they hide them and they store them so that throughout the winter when there is no food, there's the ability to eat. And man did the same thing in terms of storing things mm-hmm. and storing fat for future fuel purposes. And the difficulty is most of the fat that we store nowadays is non-essential fat, which means that you're never really going to burn it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you know, the bears are known for getting fat before they go into hibernation. And then when they hibernate, they actually lose quite a bit of weight. So when they wake up in the spring, they're
quite
hungry.
Skinny.
They're skinny and hungry. So right. Now it begs the question, can a person who is not overweight then have a liver imbalance?
Absolutely. There are many people who are not obese that have liver issues like hepatitis, arthritis, and other inflammatory diseases that affect the joints, and these are all coordinated by the liver. And so there are lots of people with liver issues who don't necessarily have to look fat. And, you know, there's two types of fat. There's the external fat that it's obvious to see when you look at somebody, and then there's also the internal fat where you can get fatty organs and fatty glands and other fatty tissues, and that's an internal fat.
And how would you find out that you had that?
You'd have to have an evaluation and get checked out. But, you know, it just becomes a question of, you know, there are people out there who can eat anything they want and they don't seem to gain weight. And
right.
Those are people who could possibly have fatty organs going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a really great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about liver health and what people can do for it.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Huntoon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, my cohort, Mark Sabin, and I are talking about liver health. And I'm absolutely certain, Mark, you have more questions.
I do. And, you know, we were talking in the earlier section about fat. And one of the things that you hear about a lot is the idea of cholesterol. So what is the relationship between fat and cholesterol?
Well, fat is part of cholesterol, and our dietary fat may become cholesterol depending upon how much repair and rebuilding the body needs. This is controlled by the amount of crap food that we eat. The body responds by producing cholesterol to repair the damage that the crap food is creating for us. And so what's important to understand is that if you have a cholesterol issue, it's a direct indication of the amount of damage that you're probably creating within your body, whether you're aware of it or not. And then there's the opposite. You know, people who have cholesterol that's too low, their body is starting to break down. And those are people who develop cancer and develop strokes. And nobody ever talks about cholesterol being too low. But you can have cholesterol that is too low, and those are the kinds of things that are waiting for you if you don't get your liver and cholesterol levels more in balance.
But there is a difference between the cholesterol your body manufactures, and it's actually the liver that does that. So that sounds different than a high cholesterol diet. So how does diet lead to high cholesterol?
Well, if you're eating crap food, completely refined and processed food that has artificial everything in it, then your body actually has to fight with the ingredients in order to get them to work. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't go in efficiently. But if that's all the body's being supplied with, then it'll force it. And when it forces, it creates little tiny micro tears, little tiny bits of damage. And so the body is sent a signal that we have a lot of damage going on here. And one of the things that the body does to repair cell walls is it manufactures cholesterol. Good cholesterol helps the cell function in a normal fashion, and bad cholesterol is what the body produces in order to repair itself. And so if you're creating a lot of damage with the crap food that you're eating, and that seems to be all that's being made available to us anymore, then chances are pretty good that you're going to have an overwhelmed liver. There's going to be a lot of damage that goes on, and the body's going to naturally produce cholesterol in response to that.
And that cholesterol is trying to repair the damage that's happening because of the diet.
Correct.
Okay. So when you go for an annual physical, the doctor orders blood tests, and one or more of these tests show something about the liver functions. What do the blood tests show for liver health?
Well, things like cholesterol, the good versus the bad. Liver enzymes tell us if the liver is working too hard or not hard enough. Blood sugar levels tells us if the liver's clogged and not working efficiently, as diabetes is actually a liver condition, not a pancreas condition, as we've been told. And so the liver, like we talked about before, is a major coordinator of everything that comes into the body and what the body needs to do with it. And so, when they do liver function tests, they're trying to determine, is the liver functioning within a balanced area or is it moving outside of that balanced area? And their hope is that they find it moving outside of that balanced area because now they have somebody that they can treat and they can offer toxic chemicals that the liver now needs to mm-hmm. filter, which creates more liver problems. But, hey, that's the standard of care we have in our country right now.
Well, when the liver's not functioning well, what kind of health issues might a person have?
High cholesterol, low cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes. I mean, those are the main ones.
It's so interesting that diabetes is now associated with the liver because that's not typically what we're told.
Right. We're told that it's a pancreas condition because the liver directs the pancreas on how to get rid of the overwhelming blood sugar, but the pancreas only functions based upon what the liver tells it to do. And so the interesting thing is, and I'm sure we'll get into this, but statin medications, their chief side effect of taking a statin to help, quote, lower cholesterol is diabetes. And they don't even advertise that because they already have a treatment for diabetes, so they don't care that they're creating more diabetes because that's good business.
Well, they get to treat both.
Right.
Well, you know, the liver is associated in Chinese medicine with particular tissues in the body. And, you know, interesting, the liver is associated with particular tissues in the body and the connective tissues of the body. So that coincides with things like the ligaments and tendons and things. So how does that coincide with that grand central station comparison that you use?
Well, realistically, the liver in its coordinating all the functions of what goes on through the body as far as the ingredients that come in and do an inventory and deciding where things need to go and where things need to get rid of and all that. One of the ways and one of the places that the body stores excess amounts of liver stress is it's going to store it in the muscles, joints, and tendons because the liver is in charge of coordinating the muscles, joints, and tendons. And so when the liver is overwhelmed with toxins and it outsources it to the muscles, joints, and tendons, then those muscles, joints, and tendons can get inflamed, and as a result of their inflammation, that's the definition of arthritis.
Mm-hmm. So are there particular muscles that are related to the liver, or is it all the muscles?
All the muscles are controlled by the liver, the muscles that regulate the lens of the eye as well, which is why they need glasses as indicated for liver stress. So, you know, anybody who needs glasses continuously as they continue to get older, that is the condition I call it is arthritis of the eye because you're getting inflammation and malfunctioning of the muscles that control the expansion and contraction of the lens of the eye. And when that doesn't expand and contract properly, then you're going to need other lenses to help get your eyes to focus.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of toxins, do those get deposited in the joints when the filtering function of the liver stops doing its job properly?
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, well, if the liver can't handle the toxins that it's being given, whether it's from the food that we're eating, the pollution that we're dealing with, or the toxins associated with taking medication and that kind of stuff, it all has to be filtered by the liver. And when the liver's overwhelmed and it can't do that anymore, then it starts to deposit those things into the joints. joints, and that's when you get the inflamed joints.
I see. Well, this is really a great conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to conclude this conversation with some more questions about the liver.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters radio show. We want pain sufferers. If you suffer with chronic pain, there is a new groundbreaking technique that can end your pain. Call 845-561-2225 and sign up for your free test. The test may change your life and end your chronic pain. Please call 845-561-2225 and schedule your free test to end your pain. That's 845-561-2225 and reclaim your joy of life. Sponsored in part by the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit organization.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon, and today we're talking about liver health. And Mark, where else would you like to go with this?
Well, let's turn to the emotions that you have in your, you know, in your life. What are the emotions that are associated with the liver?
Well, there's 10 that impact the liver and the gallbladder, and these 10 are very important emotions to understand. The number one emotion associated with the liver is anger.
Anger.
Then we have things like resentment, being galled. Then there's stubbornness, emotional repression or holding your feelings in. Depression, which is what that ultimately leads to. Depression is actually a liver condition. Let's see. Frustration. Indecisiveness. So people who have difficulty making decisions, that's a liver gallbladder emotion. Aggression. Irrationality. So I think I got all of them. Anger, resentment, galled, stubborn, emotionally repressed, depressed, indecisive, irrationality, frustration, and aggression. Yeah, those are all 10 of them.
Well, let's take a look at anger for a moment. I mean, if somebody is an angry person or has lots of bouts of anger, is that generally associated with an imbalance in the liver?
Absolutely. And it depends upon what the liver is doing with it. If a person is handling their anger, if they're expressing it as opposed to suppressing it, then that liver probably won't have any issues. But if they're holding on to it, if they're keeping it in, like, you know, most women are told to keep their anger in and they're not allowed to speak their truth. My mom was raised in an environment where children were to be seen and not heard. As a result, the ability to express your truth and say what's on your mind, that's coordinated by the liver, but it's processed through the thyroid gland. And so people who have thyroid issues, a lot of times that's suppressed anger of some sort.
And I presume that that's a cumulative effect.
It is a cumulative effect. It doesn't happen overnight, although there are bouts of anger that can happen to a person where they really keep it all stored inside and they can blow up their thyroid as a result.
Or blow out their emotions, I guess, and become, you know, have an anger blowout.
Yeah, that could happen.
Now, you know, anger can be expressed in a lot of different ways. So can you talk about the different sorts of anger, like explosive rage or, you know, the slow burning anger?
Well, the explosive anger is just that. It builds up until it explodes. And I guess slow burning anger can be a precursor to that, or the person can just simply have a low level of anger all the time. And so what's important is to find outlets for getting rid of your anger so that it's not creating destruction within your life, because when a person blows their top, sometimes the consequences of that are not a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think we see a lot of anger in the world of people coming out with, you know, explosive rage, and you see a lot of violence in the world. Is that related to this issue?
Absolutely. There's the general sense of what's going on in society is society's getting irritated. They've gone, you know, the powers that be, the media. The news, etc., is all about fear and you know, scaring people. And When you start to take your power back, which is what's slowly occurring, is we're having an elevation in our energetic abilities as human beings, the emotions that are expressed just above the fear band is the feeling of anger and expressing that anger. And so people who are trying to take their own power back, people who are trying to no longer be powerless, which is what governments have a tendency to do, they make their citizens powerless. When people are totally disenchanted with that and they're finally fed up, they're going to express that express that through anger.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, when we talk about liver function, but then we also could talk about liver energy. So do those differ or are they the same?
Liver function versus liver energy. Liver energy expresses liver function. And so if the energy is flowing through the liver the way that it's supposed to, then the liver will function the way that it's supposed to. If the energy is being blocked in the liver in some way, shape, or form, then that's going to show up as liver malfunction or dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we talked a little bit before about treating high cholesterol, and you were saying that doctors are prescribing these statins, but one of the side effects you said from taking the statins is increased levels of diabetes. So are there other side effects with statins that we need to be aware of?
Oh, absolutely. Any sort of muscular imbalance, any sort of joint imbalance, any sort of tendon imbalance, ruptured tendons, fibromyalgia, those sorts of things could be a side effect of taking statin medications as a result. And I had a patient whose everything was tightening up on him tremendously, and he went to his doctor and said, I think it's my statins. And so he stopped his statins, and within a 2-3 week period, all of his muscle pains and aches totally disappeared.
Wow. So, I mean, now you're suppressing the liver function, so it sounds like the cure could be potentially as bad or worse than the original condition.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, they give you medication to help you with your arthritis pain while the medication is actually creating more arthritis, and that's the comicalness of our healthcare system, is the fact that the solution typically creates more problems, and it's a short-lived solution. It's not an actual solution, and that's why we do the show that we do here.
So what can you do to treat naturally and without these problems?
Well, actually, we need to learn how to express how we're feeling in a way that is not damaging to ourselves or others. We need to exercise. That's one of the greatest ways that we can express that energy. We can do it through writing, through singing, through speaking, but through speaking in ways that is not argumentative. It's just, okay, this is how I feel, and I'm going to express my feelings. You're not responsible for my feelings, and you don't need to be offended by how I'm feeling. This is my feeling, and I'm just simply going to express it. And, you know, if we could do more of that in society, I think all the anger and rage within society would disappear pretty quickly.
Well, that's something that everybody could do without, you know, going to medical treatment.
Absolutely. They just need to find outlets. I mean, I encourage my patients all the time. If they're not exercising, they should be writing. If they're not writing, they should sing in their car. They should find songs that evoke the emotions that they're feeling, and they should sing them, and they should sing them loud. And they don't have to sound like a professional, because it's just part of your therapy.
It's really about releasing all those emotions and getting them to flow through your system so that you're not holding on to them.
Right. Releasing the energy so that it's not getting trapped and creating problems.
Mm-hmm. And are there other things that people can do that would help support their liver?
Drink more water. Eat balanced fats. Chew your food better. Don't eat sugar. Take a probiotic so that you can break your foods down easier, so that the liver isn't overwhelmed with undigested food particles that ultimately lead to allergies, etc. And, you know, do a liver cleanse once a year in the springtime.
Oh, okay. Well, this is great. And, you know, as usual, we can't answer everybody's questions here on the show, but you make yourself available to answer those questions. So if people have particular questions or concerns that perhaps they have a liver imbalance and they'd like to reach out to you directly, how best to go about that?
They should get a hold of me. They should give me a call at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or they should email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's DOCRICK at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help people to better understandings with the concerns that they have. And I certainly appreciate anybody who reaches out to me. So I want to say thank you, Mark, for putting this show together. And I want to thank the listener for taking the time to tune in. Please tune back in with us next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.